Okay, we've got one more story today. This one's about how necessity is the mother of invention, even in the world of remote work.
I love it when technology abruptly gets used for something weird and benign and not its intended purpose.
That's Nate Crowley. He's the reviews editor for Rock Paper Shotgun, an independent site that reports on the video game industry. Now, we talked to Nate because his friend Viv Schwartz recently had quite an amazing idea. No more Zoom, no more groaning to people, you've got to unmute yourself. Viv decided their team was going to have their work meetings in an entirely different way. Viv wondered, what if they had their meetings inside a video game? Well, Nate picks up the story from here.
To break the monotony, they decided to try and work out where would be the least appropriate place possible to meet. And Viv suggested Red Dead Redemption 2, which is, for those not familiar, an exactingly detailed cowboy simulator, essentially. In the online mode, you get together with a posse of cowboys. Cowboys, in this case, being a gender-neutral term. Anyone can be a cowboy. Your cowboys ride around an incredibly granular, realistic, you know, enormous depiction of the American West at the turn of the 20th century. And it's meant for this really immersive, almost sort of Westworld-like experience of being a cowboy. And they decided to use it for conference calling. So they started having their team meetings around a campfire with their cowboys, and it ended up being way more appropriate than they expected, because the cowboys sort of look like they're having a meeting. They're sat there around the fire, sort of nodding their heads, scratching their chins and staring off into the middle distance with that polite attentiveness but slight boredom that well-acquainted colleagues will take on during a long meeting, talking about commerce as the wolves howl in the distance. And then, of course, there's Cripps.
Make yourself at home. It is your home.
Cripps is a non-player character. Is an AI entity who looks after your camp.
Place is pretty nice. I'll earn my keep. And I'd rather work.
Calling him artificially intelligent might be a little generous. He's this sort of wispy-bearded goblin who just sits around playing a mouth harp incessantly. In fact, you have to play a little bit of the game, or else the server kicks you off for being idle for too long. So Viv and their colleagues got around this by constantly making coffee. That's one of the things the cowboys can do, and it seemed, you know, again, like pretty good role-playing of being in a corporate environment. And it's quite a relaxing environment to talk through things in, because it's not all, you know, gunfights and dynamite. You can just have a nature walk. There's 234 animals in the game. There's like a dozen kinds of small, lovely woodland birds. You can just have a stroll around looking at the scenery, because it really is gorgeous. And yeah, it's the same effect as walking and talking with a colleague in the real world, only we can't do that at the moment. At a time where it's very easy to become sort of ambiently agoraphobic, stuck inside all the time, it's quite a release to have these outdoor spaces which are consequence-free. I think that's quite beautiful.
That's Nate Crowley, reviews editor for the website Rock Paper Shotgun. Nate's talking about his friend Viv Schwartz's absolutely awesome idea of ditching Zoom and having work meetings inside a video game, in their case, Red Redemption 2. And quite frankly, I think this sounds superior to even some of the in-person meetings that many of us have to suffer through every day in the pre-COVID world, and who knows, maybe the post-COVID world too. if people get back to office work. So what I really want to know, though, is would you do this? Would you have your meetings inside a video game? And if so, which video game would you choose? Send us a tweet or find us at Facebook at On Point Radio. And by the way, Nate said that when the meeting is over inside Red Dead Redemption 2, you can all jump on your horses and ride off into the sunset, which is a lot less awkward, I'd say, than everyone smiling at the camera while they're trying to sign off. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.